The commission has approved spending $500,000 to design a 45-bed female inmate treatment center at the Winnebago Mental Health Institution in Oshkosh. It's scheduled to open in November of 2010 at a total price tag of $11 million. Attorney Todd Winstrom of Disability Rights Wisconsin says once it opens, it will solve the biggest problem the Federal Department of Justice pointed to in a critical report on the treatment of female inmates issued to the state last year.
What ended up happening was women with serious mental illness languishing in segregation, getting increasingly worse, caused a sort of backup throughout the whole system, and really a great deal of unnecessary suffering. So getting this in place is absolutely critical.
Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish says the department is also looking at changing the way mentally ill inmates are disciplined when they break prison rules.
If we have someone who is mentally ill or mentally disabled that is acting out, we should be able to find some different alternatives other than what we're doing now in some cases, obviously segregating one of those that have broken the rules, even though they may or may not understand the rules that they've broken.
Attorney Todd Winstrom says he's delighted to hear that the state is exploring alternatives, but he's skeptical about whether the increase in mental health staff included in this year's budget will be enough to keep the problem in check until the new facility opens 3 years from now. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.